at PrisonPlanet.tv. In the fourth hour every day, we go live for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We also do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the Infowars.com stream listeners. I do want to tell you, we got some really big guests are lined up later in the week. We have lined up. I'm a bit under the weather, so put up with me. I'm a little bit more sluggish than normal. Just a program note. People are wondering why I sound different. Got a lot of news I want to go over, but first I want to get all these great callers out of the way. We've been holding like Herb and Fred and Steve, Jason, Chris, Michelle, and others. Then I'm going to play a CNBC clip where they are talking about how statins are so wonderful and how even if you have regular cholesterol, all cholesterol's bad. We need to put cholesterol in the water, put statin in the water so that you don't drink the evil cholesterol. That's one clip. And there's another great YouTube clip, a compilation of clips with doctors and scientists that will play here also at PrisonPlanet.tv. So everybody can check that out coming up later in the hour. But for those that just joined us, in the last 3 hours, I covered the PrisonPlanet.com story by Paul Watson, reporting from Bloomberg and AP and others, that $2 trillion of the $5 trillion, $5 trillion has been put out. And we've got links to the mainstream admitting that. But $2 trillion of it, the Federal Reserve is saying, we're not even going to tell you where the taxpayer money went. That is secret. Now, if that isn't just corruption beyond anything imaginable in your face, I don't know what is, but we kept telling people that was in the banker takeover bill. That bill wasn't even so much about the money as it was about the new emperor-like, godlike financial power this gave the private Federal Reserve to do whatever it wants with the Treasury Department and for it to be secret. And so they are raping us big time right now. Also, we've read multiple reports here for you with the quotes. Democrat 401k confiscation proposal is Republican mandatory savings plan. Both parties together saying they are going to tax and they are going to take over and they are going to make it a government check. They are going to steal it in the name of protecting it. That's why the big private central banks cut off liquidity 2 years ago, year and a half ago, to by design bring the economy down so they could have a consolidation of it. And I am just totally outraged. Let's take a call right now, then we're going to come back and get to everybody else. I appreciate everybody holding. Herb in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Proud PrisonPlanet TV member.
Thank you.
And, you know, Alex, I want to pick up on something you said in Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. And this, I'm going to look into the mind of a psycho and this kook detector general public that we have here. As an absolute statement of fact, we've been under martial law since 1913 with the construction of the Federal Reserve Bank and the Internal Revenue Service. Now, if you look at this capstone that you revealed to us, the Bilderberg Group crap on the private central bankers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the empty shirt politicians who are basically controlled by the military-industrial complex. Our economy is tied up in war that it benefits the military-industrial complex, period. Alex?
Yes, sir. I'm just listening to you here. You're absolutely right. It is. It's just absolutely horrible what we're facing. And, you know, they sell the public to get involved in the evil. They say, yeah, the war is good for the economy. It's good for the people. So go ahead and go along with it. You know, we got to make money. But it costs the people money. You know, I mean, there are so many yuppies and people who've bought into war and evil. And, yeah, we need that oil from Iraq. You're not getting that oil from Iraq, folks. But sounds like you've got more to say, Herb, and you're right on. You want to add some points after the break?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I want to hear from you and everybody else. And I'm going to try to sit back and let folks roll. I'm going to take a lot of calls in this hour. And we've got some key video clips as well coming up. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Everything else is window dressing. Talking about Barack Obama, the big media event. Talking about Sarah Palin still. They're puppets. They run nothing. And the Federal Reserve is the issue. The private banks that are raping us, that don't want a free market, that don't want a real economy, that don't want our families to be strong. I see all these women and men on TV saying, my problems are all solved. The one has arrived, the savior, the president of the world, the president of the planet, the savior. Meanwhile, his whole agenda is New World Order. Finishing up what you were saying, Herb.
The gospel minister of about 30 years is getting to the point where I can't talk to anybody but Alex Jones, but you know what? I take what God gives me. I want to pull the covers off the beast. November 22nd, 1963, the last real president that we had was gunned down, publicly executed. November 22nd, 2008, 45 years later, Alex, we got the immovable object is getting ready to meet the irresistible force. And you know about the protest in 38 cities. Alex, what I'm saying is this, buddy. Something is going to have to give, and there's absolutely no mention in the media. They are enamored with this Barack Obama clown, which, as you say, prophetically, is nothing but a puppet. And if you look at the compartmentalization of the New Age movement, the New World Order, rather, he is being crapped on by the private central bankers. He's going along with everything. Like you say, he's gone back on the wiretapping. He's going to go back on everything, and the people who are going to be most affected are all these people who are walking around talking about, yes, we can. What they should be saying is what we want. And you know what? I am sick and tired of all of this New Age, New World Order crap, and I'm just like you, buddy. I got my powder dry, but you know what? The crap's going to hit the fan, and I'm going to be ready.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. In fact, there's so many guest ideas I have on air, and then I never telegraph them to Trey. Before I forget this, tell him to go set up Gary Franchi, the Lone Lantern Society. I think he's the one heading up that Fed thing. I can't tell. He's got so many websites. I know I've linked to it and plugged it, and Genesis has a link up to it. Yeah, that's a great idea. On the anniversary of when the Federal Reserve murdered JFK, people should protest the Fed. In fact, they've got a Federal Reserve up in Dallas, and I'm going to be up there for the JFK Memorial anyways, making a documentary, so I'm going to be at that. And I hope to see folks out there at the Dallas event and at the other Fed banks around the country. Yeah, there's 30-something of them, but there's 12 major regional banks. They've got offices and mints all over. Hopefully I won't run into Michelle Malkin again or anything. Let's go ahead and go to Fred in Philly. Fred, you're on the air.
Alex, this is one of the best shows you've had. You've covered the news very well, and I just want to say that on the issue of the Bloomberg News suit versus the Fed, I dug around, even though the government's closed, and I've got the docket number for that, and I would advise people get a hard copy of that before it's dismissed or sealed. 08-CV-9595.
Okay, that's 08-CV-9595, and where is that filed?
U.S. District Court, District of New York. And the interesting thing
is, hey, do me a favor. Email that to Aaron at Infowars.com, and we'll copy it and put it in our format and post it right now.
Yeah, and I just want to say,
well, for those that don't know, though, and I know I'm interrupting you, you've been holding a while, tell them what the lawsuit deals with, because new listeners every second.
Well, you mentioned the cause of action. I don't have that in front of me, but U.S.
It's $2 trillion plus has gone to the private Federal Reserve, and they're saying we're not going to let the media or Congress know who it was given to, that it's secret.
And our right to know under the law, under the bailout legislation and the Freedom of Information Act. So,
well, you watch. It's going to get thrown out because I read that bill. It has all this language about how it's going to be transparent unless the Treasury Secretary says no.
Well, I find it interesting that the Board of Governors is in Washington, but this suit is filed in New York, and I don't know what the target is. Is it the Federal Reserve Bank of New York? Because that would indicate that one organization has more power than our constitutionally provided organization.
They probably did it in New York because they control the press and the media more there.
Bloomberg was the government is closed today, so I would try to get a hard copy. I can't email that at this moment, but I'm saying I would try to get a summary and a copy of that. And article did you find this in?
Bloomberg, AP, a couple others. Go to prisonplanet.com. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Fred. Stephen in Canada, you're on the air. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
Alex, I just want to say, me and my friend Dennis, we respect your work and all the time you've made the people aware on your documentaries, such as Endgame.
Thank you.
My question is, Alex, how big is Canada's role in the global agenda? I understand America's role, but Canada always seems to go under the radar in this global scam. The gun control, the mandatory vaccines in my country is crazy.
The restrictions on free speech, the people being arrested for their speech, the police harassing you, your border guards harassing your own citizens. Canada is one of the most tyrannical countries in the Western world, and that's not just myself. A lot of human rights groups have said that. But they have this nice candy coating to it, so people aren't aware. It is very important. It has more resources than the United States. It has as many resources as Mexico. It is incredibly wealthy. And the people there are in la-la land. And but I've looked at your laws. Those aren't really mandatory. They engage in hoaxes claiming it's mandatory, just like here in the U.S. and England. There is no law. They just lie, again, showing how criminal your government is, and tell you it's the law. But Canada is very, very important in the scheme of things.
Do they practice the eugenics?
Absolutely. They have euthanized just in the last 2 years. Whole Indian tribes have been sterilized. They kill the children. That was on CBC TV just last year. Well, you probably heard of it. It was big news. And they just murder them wholesale. They just murder the foster children. Mm-hmm. By the way, listeners, don't roll your eyes. Go look up eugenics or Canadian government kills Indians, kills natives. I mean, certainly you've heard of that. I know it's big news up there. Have you heard about that, Stephen?
Oh, I hear a lot of things up here. I'm also reading in my local newspaper, Alex, about sodium fluoride. My city in Kitchener-Waterloo, in Ontario, province of Ontario, they are encouraging us to drink this dirty water.
Mm-hmm. However, they love you. They care about you so much. It's very important you drink that.
Sodium fluoride.
Very important.
Alex, the water is a different color, for God's sake.
I know. Listen, I grew up in Dallas, and I thought all there was, and I remember drinking water, getting a headache, brushing my teeth, getting a headache, and nobody told me about it. I didn't know. And then now I have this wonderful Valhalla of drinking distilled water or reverse osmosis water or Berkey water. And I've got all these different types of filtration systems. In my bathrooms, I've got Berkey's. And then I've got reverse osmosis for cooking. And I've got distilled. And I've got these generator machines.
You want to hear the funny part, Alex? Mm-hmm. They are banning bottled water.
I know. It's for the earth. Because you don't need that water. In fact, they say in San Francisco and Oregon and other areas banning it in the U.S., you don't need that. The tap water is just fine for you. And the plastic's bad for the earth, which it is. But, again, it sets that precedent. I have articles here where they're, again, in England, they're going to roadside hot dog shacks and saying, you can't just sell hot dogs. You've got to sell a healthy dish. Now, that sounds reasonable, but think of the state power to say what you can serve or what you can eat. That's the power to make you take shots, make you take drugs. I appreciate your call. Now is a good time to play this statin clip. Now, statins, don't believe me, Google it. You'll be reading government reports, industry. It came out in the last few years. Maybe you shouldn't take statins. They attack your heart. They attack your liver. They attack your brain. Your whole body is made up out of cholesterol. That's cholesterol and vitamin C and vitamin A bind to make your tissue, your connective tissue. But older women cut all the fat out of their diet and wonder why their bodies go to hell. Because they lose their connective tissue. But they are now demonizing all cholesterol. It's a long 4-minute clip. We're not going to play it all. You go watch it at PrisonPlanet.com. The headline reporter... What's the headline, John? I forget the exact headline. Yeah, CNBC host recommends that statins be put in water supply. And so they go on to tell you that the drug company says that it's good for everybody and any cholesterol in your body is bad. Now, it's already been proven that the statins don't actually help you and actually hurt you. Healthy men go take them and drop dead. It's like they admit the HPV shot isn't good for you. Go ahead and play the last minute of it.
High levels of cholesterol in the blood don't necessarily cause heart disease.
They do cause heart disease.
Now you're talking about average levels of cholesterol in the blood somehow are contributing to heart disease as well, right?
No. Cholesterol, but with a high level or elevated CRP. If you have over 2, these people in this study, I think, had something like a level of 4.
But the bottom line is it's not just cholesterol that you have to be watching.
Right. So when you go in for your blood test now, especially you, Joe, being over a certain age, you're going to say not only check my HDL and LDL, make sure they put hsCRP in there as well.
Why don't they just put the statins in the water or something?
A lot of people have said that, and they are in the water, in fact.
Yeah, that would be a communist plot, just like fluoride.
Fluoride, yeah. yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
My sales guy brought me some Chinese food. I hadn't eaten yet this late in the day, and I dumped a bunch of this hot mustard on it and ate it, and I felt like my head was going to explode the last 4 days. But I ate a lot of hot stuff, and I just poured mustard on it, just eating it. Eyes started watering, head popped. I feel like $1 million. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, man. Mwah. I just kissed a little thing of mustard. I got to start. I mean, if it comes back tomorrow or something with sinus pressure, I'll just eat some more of this. Man, that took care of that. Woo! Man, now I feel like ranting and raving. All right, that's Mindless Talk Radio. Just a new little wives' tale there for you. But it certainly worked for me. Okay, we just played that clip where they're giggling and laughing about putting... got to turn the ringer off over here. It's like an insane asylum around here. We forgot to... I want to play the end of that clip, the last 20 seconds again, John, from CNBC with the headline up on PrisonPlanet.com. CNBC host recommends statins be put in the water. Play just the end of that again so people can hear it.
Over this dirt, you're going to say, not only check my HDL and LDL, make sure they put HSCRP in there as well.
Reactive.
Why don't they just put the statins in the water or something?
A lot of people have said that, and they are in the water, in fact.
Yeah. That would be a communist plot, just like fluoride.
Fluoride, yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
See how it's real funny? Let us now continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Indiana. Jason, thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I think something that's going to happen in the future is, I don't know if this is happening in other states, but the governor of Indiana is going to privatize local government.
But again, that isn't real local government. That's making your cities private corporations. The same thing that was done in Argentina and Brazil, when the bankers bankrupt you, they get the cities tricked into investing most of their money into the stock market, then it implodes and the private corporations come in and become the government, and then they double, triple, quadruple basic services overnight. This is about raping. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Colonel Shepard's report, and they want to deal away with local governments, and they want... and elected officials, and they want to appoint sheriffs and stuff. And, like, small-town people are kind of all, you know, related and stuff, and they can kind of talk, you know, something crazy going on. Well, if they just appoint all these people, you know, they ain't going to give a crap.
Here's another example. Schwarzenegger and Bloomberg got the proposition passed in California to where the legislature doesn't choose the districts now. Now, obviously, there was corruption, gerrymandering, the way they drew the districts. But at least it was the people's representatives were doing it. Now, a board randomly selected by the governor, randomly selected, will decide that. Again, everything is about taking the power away from the county, away from the city, away from the state, away from the Congress. Tell me about your town.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people's, just a real small town and people's related, and if they knew something weird was going on, they'd probably try to help people out. But if, you know, they appoint all these people, heck, it's, you don't know who they're appointing. It's probably be much easier for them to try to do something to us.
And how they do it is they say, let us take over your water district. Let us take over your police department. Let us take over the whole town, and we'll cut prices by 20%. What you don't read is that 2 to 3 to 4 years in, they can quadruple prices. Tell the people to read the contract. But it's the local city officials being paid off. They know it's a scam. They know what's going on. This is happening everywhere, sir. This is, again, just like they're stealing trillions a month out of the treasury in tax money we got to pay back, they're robbing everything. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I figure it's happening in other states, too. I didn't know if it was
specifically, though, this is something we should do an article about. I mean, the New York Times has done reports about it and said how wonderful it is, but we should do our own reports, or other radio hosts or other websites should do it. What specifically is happening in your town?
I just know people that works in like the courthouse and stuff, and they're talking about how this is, you know, how this is a bad thing, and I think they should, like, try to petition it, but it probably ain't going to do no good.
Well, because they're trained to think we just have to let them do it. Stay there. I'm going to skip this segment, skip this break behind the scenes for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want to hear everything you know about this particular town you're in and what's happening. I mean, I know what's going on, but it's good for listeners to hear it brought home to them. Just, nothing we can do. This corporation's now the boss. Hello, here's my farm.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today. For those that don't know how government works, a lot of people think it's cute and funny to kill Iraqis. They think it's cute and funny to engage in all this tyranny. They think they're part of the establishment. They think they're part of the system. They think that they, you know, get power through George Bush or through Barack H. Obama. They think they're part of the system. And they have no idea that ruthless, cunning people are in control. I mean, over 3 million Iraqis are dead in the 18 years of occupation. Iraq's been bombed and occupied and under siege and under embargo and under blockade for 18 years. 18 years. Now, just since the liberation, around 1.5 million are dead, according to Lancet and all the other big medical journals that have independently gone over there and done those reports. Over 1.5 million. 1.5 million killed before that. Iraq was 25 million people. It's 20 million now. You're going, well, wait a minute. You said 3 million are dead. That would be 22 million. No, 2 million others are refugees and have left. Thank God they got out with their lives. And you sit there and go, because I see the YouTube comments when they're shooting kids or blowing cars off the roads. And you see the troops with their handles. You can go to their own websites, their own YouTube pages. Because I'll click. I'll go, is that really a troop? And I'll click it, and I'll be on his site with his own videos. And they'll be like, hell yeah, you got to kill these scum and show them who's boss, these sand N-words. You know, you got to. You haven't seen this stuff, Paul? You haven't seen the videos of the GIs laughing and just machine-gunning whole families? You haven't seen the video of the contractors just sitting off the highway shooting up family cars while people stumble out dead, falling out dead? Hey, have you seen them kill the puppy? Have you seen them shoot dogs? Have you seen them hand grenade sheep and families? You seen them beat little kids up till blood's pouring out their head? Oh, have you seen them run over family cars for fun and make fun of the family while they cry with their car smashed by Abrams? I can show it all to you right now. The point here is that was all condoned and sanctioned. In fact, the Pentagon has had to admit now that they gave them manuals telling the troops how to have drop guns. That when you grease a whole family, you just drop a drop gun. Now, do you think the New World Order cares about you any more than they care about those Iraqis? I happen to know the New World Order's mentality. I've studied them. They actually respect those ancient cultures, and they respect those people. And that's why they're killing them. They want them out of the way. They want them under control. They respected the Serbs. That's why they took them down. They do not respect you. They think, but see, you don't get a glorious death being machine gunned where you can tell it's a crime. You get injected with mercury. You get fed fluoride. You get sprayed. You get to die and take your kid and bury him in the ground with all the onset of, you know, juvenile cancer. Used to be incredibly rare. You know, just 50 years ago, they'd take all the medical students in and show them a kid who had cancer, you know, at the Harvard Medical Wing, and they thought it was like a one-horned, one-eyed, flying purple people eater. Now it's like just everywhere. Mass death, mass carnage. Go look at the numbers for yourself. See, you're getting it too. The same loving. So go ahead and roll your eyes and laugh. Everything I'm telling you is true. The only reason I'm alive is because they don't want to make me a martyr and draw attention to me. And because there's a lot of people in government who are good. You're like, well, wait a minute, I thought the government's evil. At the top, the directives, the system is pure evil. But it's compartmentalized, and they brainwash those beneath them and only give them pieces of the puzzle and convince them they're doing it for good. So if you think you're going to go kill Serbs and Iraqis and Afghans and that that's not going to come back on you, and you can dehumanize them and that you won't be dehumanized, you got another thing coming. All right, I got to hurry here. I got a lot of calls I want to get to. Real fast, Chris in Canada, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to say thanks for all the enlightenment. You know, it's just amazing the way this world is. Like, I've known something's been up for years, but to actually start connecting dots, the last 6 months have been quite huge for my wife and I, for revelations and stuff. And the way the media is and everything you're saying is bang on the money. One great event that happened up here in Canada where I live that really opened our eyes was, I'm a trucker, and I'm up on top of the Pinas Summit, and I noticed these airplanes laying down chemtrails. I just recently started learning about chemtrails. This is in September here this year. And this is 4,000 feet above sea level, above the mountains between valleys where cities are. By the time these clouds get over above the Okanagan Valley where we live, they look like high cirrus clouds. And these particular two or three days, they were laying them down heavy, 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 heavy. And within a couple of days in the valley, you could barely see across the lake. And just atrocious. And the news is saying it's smoke from the forest fires in Oregon. I can't smell any smoke. All my friends and relatives, they go, I saw smoke a little bit the other day or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what's incredible is that we've written articles where thousands of universities and government websites admit there is a huge global program to terraform the Earth. They successfully report that they've dimmed the Earth by 20% in the last decade. They admit the project started in 96.
Yeah.
They admit they mix it with fuel. All these years we were called kooks, and now they've just calmly come out in government textbooks, high school textbooks. They've calmly come out and said, yes, we are spraying you with barium and aluminum salts, which are deadly, folks, again.
Oh,
and I mean, again, until 96, a trail would go over and it would disappear in a few seconds or a minute.
And you still see
those trails right next to other jets laying down plumes that start falling towards you, and there's no doubt they're spraying the living daylights out of us.
And I'm a pilot. I know about airplanes. I know what it takes. I know altitudes. I know the vector airways up here. And I'm a little embarrassed I hadn't noticed it earlier to the extent that it is, but it's been particularly heavy this year. So I went onto the website for the Oregon Forest Service. And at that time, September 19th was the day that I checked this out. It was posted that day. There was roughly 10 fires burning in the state. The largest one, I believe, was 75 acres. We use hectares. I know I have friends that have fought fires. 100,000+ hectares. It's over 200,000 acres. That doesn't create that much.
Well, the point is, they admit that they're doing all of this to us. They now admit it. Even when they admit they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, even when they admit they're building FEMA camps, even when they admit the private banks are setting up world government, which they run.
But for me,
the general public still can't believe it.
This is just it. The sheet we are up here in Canada, it is just absolutely amazing what's happening right now. Maybe in a trucker. Okay, I go over to Alberta, and all of a sudden I start hearing on the VHF radio. I said, what do you mean I can't get fuel in Red Deer? They're like, well, Chevron and Petro's completely out, Red Deer North, and they're rationing 400 liters per truck at the UFA card locks. I was in Calgary, so I was able to get fuel. So for 6 weeks, all the truckers in D.C. are like, man, grab your fuel now before you head out there, and things like that. And I'm sure you've heard about the gas line bombings.
Oh, yeah, all those bombings
right?
up there.
My buddies in Alberta in the north, in the oil sector aren't hearing much about this.
They're claiming the natives are doing it.
And us guys over here aren't hearing much about the fuel shortages in Alberta. You've got to almost be inside the local media groups. It doesn't get further. Even you listen to CBC Radio, to your local radio, a lot of the stuff is aired locally, but nowhere else in their other little airings, because it's all local airings, right?
Well, real terrorism you never hear about. If a real native group goes and starts blowing the pipeline up every week, that shows action. That shows something that could really shut the New World Order down. I'm not saying it's good. The point is, real terrorism is ignored. Whenever they hype something, you know it's staged.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I want to finish up with the calls, but I want to play this YouTube clip that's also up on prisonplanet.com right now. America being dumbed down. Let's go ahead and punch this up for me. And for prisonplanet.tv members, they can watch this right here. I want to go ahead and play this clip for everybody. Because it has it's a good compilation. It's a good compilation. So I'm going to play this, and we're going to come back and take a few final calls if we have time.
We're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ, but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent, and we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want. So, you know, you can kind of piece it together as to why they are so insistent in spending so many hundreds of millions of dollars of propaganda money to dumb down society.
This is I think that this bomber isn't Al-Qaeda, isn't anything like that. It's a man. He's more like those 9/11 was an inside job kind of guys. They protesting in a violent way, but in a violent way almost like the echo terrorists, but they don't intend to inflict casualties.
But they do it in the middle of the night.
He's making a political point.
They could have killed people with it had it been in the day, but they choose to do it at 3 a.m.
The cops have to go over there, and we just talked with the commissioner. He has to go over and say, does that camera still have a security camera? Hey, can we see that? There's no master grid of all the cameras.
A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
African-American
student.
Don't
you know what
I
was doing?
Shut up.
Respect.
Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oath? Why didn't you just shut up?
What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush his opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins. Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military. And if they can't do that, to shut up.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just that. It's just a festival of ignorance. What? Why, a million people are dead in Iraq. Come on, this is ridiculous. What's the point of this? This is insane.
Well, I love,
go
I love
people
Fox
at home.
News.
Go outside. Go hug
Lee,
your children.
You should be more.
Well,
Fox News.
Love your family. You know,
and
you get all the news you can. All the news you can at Fox News.
At the start, you were listening to a medical doctor get into fluoride, aspartame. This is on mercury. Get them when they're young.
Many infectious diseases can be brought completely under control when vaccination against them is practiced universally.
We want people to be more educated because we don't feel like the truth is being told about thimerosal and about vaccines and about what the harm that it's doing to our children.
People have to realize that these flu vaccines contain thimerosal. Thimerosal is a mercury preservative, which has been directly linked to the autism epidemic that we have seen burst onto the scene over the past 10, 15 years.
Dr. Kurt Wohler believes the preservative is fueling a sharp rise in autism. One in 5,000 children had the developmental disorder in the late 1980s. Now, one in 166 kids lives with autism.
An increase in the amount of thimerosal injected into their bodies. Dr. Boyd Haley is a mercury poisoning expert at the University of Kentucky. He believes it is possible thimerosal could be responsible for neurological brain damage, especially for children who don't naturally get mercury out of their system.
It's one of the most toxic compounds I know of. I mean, I can't think of anything that's absolutely more lethal.
You can see that in this University of Calgary experiment. Mercury quickly destroys this neuron.
It's really medical insanity. Just still allowing this neurotoxin that has damaged thousands and thousands of kids. I can't tell you, I'm really sick and tired of seeing one kid after the next come through my office who I know, clear-cut, has been damaged by thimerosal in their vaccines.
Thimerosal as a preservative has been in vaccines for decades, so literally hundreds of millions of people have received thimerosal.
As it turns out, we are injecting our children with 400 times the amount of mercury that FDA or EPA considers safe. A child, on his first day that he's born, is injected with a hepatitis B shot. Under EPA guidelines, he would have to be 275 pounds to safely absorb that shot.
For years, science didn't support suspicions about the preservative. But recently, the National Autism Association used CDC's own data to conclude children are 27 times more likely to develop autism with exposure to mercury-containing vaccines.
99% of the public really doesn't even realize that mercury is being used as a preservative in the vaccinations that they're taking themselves and giving their children. So, in essence, you know, they're just blindly lining up to get flu shots.
Okay, I'm going to come back in the final segment and finish the last few minutes. I don't know if I'll have time to get to the other callers. Who knows? I go into overdrive today. You know, I could do more than 4 hours. We could always do that. But I did want to tell you about a couple sponsors before we and I'm actually going to take calls just for the InfoWars audience during the break that's coming up because I don't want these people to sit on hold. But before we do that, I do want the listeners to check out the folks at New Vitality, newvitality.com. They don't make any magical claims. It's just a high-quality, well-established, great-value vitamin mineral supplement company that sells a lot of different combinations of vitamins, minerals, and herbs that are known to have nutritive and health effects. Things like aloe vera with 29 other herbs in a combination in a pill form that is known to detoxify and flush out your guts. Aloe, ease, colon, and body cleanse, 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056, or you can simply go to their website, newvitality.com. There's a big banner on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They have hundreds of products. Check out newvitality.com or give them a call for Super Beta Prostate, Aloe Ease, so many other great products. Call and get a free brochure or a catalog, 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Call and get the free catalog. 1-800-569-4056. I'm going to come back and finish up with this video, America being dumbed down, low, and no IQ. But we're going to go ahead and skip this break for the InfoWars listeners. Stay with us.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, real fast, let's go to Jennifer in Delaware, and then I'm going to have to cut it off there with Carl in Canada and others, because I want to finish up this audio and video clip. Go ahead, Jennifer. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I actually had a question on this year's election. I have a friend who is incarcerated, and he told me that people came to them and told them that if they vote for Obama, they put $100 on their books. And I wanted to know if this was going on in any other states or if you heard anything about this.
There has always been old-fashioned Democratic Party machine buying votes, paying people to vote in dead people's names. You know, we always hear dead people voted. Yeah, living people go out with a list, and they go around posing as that person. And, yes, the Democratic machine generally steals through voter fraud, and the Republicans are more masters at stealing at the top. That doesn't mean that both sides don't do both. But I didn't believe it when I heard it. Then I saw the video of the Black Panther standing outside a polling place with a nightstick trying to intimidate whites. And, yes, just because there's racist whites, you know, doesn't mean there's not racist blacks. Just so crazy that stuff went on like that. But if people think they're going to be saved, they think all their problems are solved, we've got to do anything to get Obama elected.
And also, do you know what these vaccines are supposed to be for that are so mandatory?
Well, none of them are mandatory. The whole issue is the government lies and says they are, but tell them to show you the law they can't. I appreciate your call. I'm out of time. People can call me back tomorrow, of course. I'm going to play as much of this clip as I can. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. But this is fluoride. Get them for life. We've gotten to that part of the video. Edward L. Bernays is regarded by many as the father of public relations. He was born in Vienna, Austria. Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. Bernays pioneered the use of psychology and other social sciences to design public persuasion campaigns. He published several scholarly works still used in universities worldwide today. And he also spearheaded the national campaign to fluoridate the water supply of America through the fluoridationist of the Public Health Service.
This is one pollutant that we capture in the phosphate fertilizer industry. And having captured it, we can't dump it into the sea, but we put it into our own drinking water. It's extraordinary.
More fluoride in our water supply is a very real and ever-present risk to our population at large.
Dennis, let's make sure we're clear on this. Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste, but it's actually a poison, right?
It sure is, and here's the quickest evidence. Go to your bathroom and pick up your toothpaste, and you'll see a warning that if a child swallows more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, call poison control.
Wow.
The protected pollutant status that fluoride enjoys within EPA and other federal establishments is remarkable, as the charts over here show.
Last November, concerns over excess fluoride prompted the American Dental Association to warn parents not to mix baby formula with tap water during an infant's first 12 months.
Phyllis Mullenix found that fluoride in very modest doses produces effects in laboratory animals resembling attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
She says, do you have any idea what you're saying? And he says, you're telling us that we're reducing the IQ of children. And basically I said, yes.
Scientists like Nobel Prize winner Arvid Carlson and a large group of EPA scientists have called for the banning of fluoride because we don't know how much we're ingesting, so we don't know if we're being poisoned.
All right, folks, it's an important video, nice little 10-minute piece that somebody made on YouTube. Be sure and get it at prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everybody. God bless you all. Rebroadcast on the Internet starts now at Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. And then I'll be back on the AM and FMs all over the place as they re-air us, and back tomorrow live, 11 to 3. God bless you all. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.